Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the podcast, Basement Blast. I just have one thing to talk about. One thing, that's it. You know, and it's about Janelle, Heavens, Dave and Eason, Teen Mom, getting their kids back. Oh, you know, there was that case today where that 16-year-old admitted that he raped his classmate and said it in text, said it in person, said it on video. And the judge said, oh, I don't think he raped her. I think it's just a good boy who had a bad day, you know, case dismissed. The judge that was originally handling Janelle and David's case was somebody that knew what they were doing. Somebody who realized the gravity of the situation. Somebody who listened to the 911 calls from Janelle herself, where David was at the door threatening with a gun to come in, where Janelle is hiding up in a closet or upstairs with Inslee, fearing that she's going to get killed. The 911 calls where she thought her collarbone was broken because of him. You know, all of those 911 calls, not all of them, were from Janelle and David, but 12 or 13 in a month, in a year, once a month, every 4 weeks, and those are the times that they're calling. If you had a neighbor and they were calling the 911 every 4 weeks, do you think that something is wrong in that house? Yes, exactly. And the first judge knew that. And the thing is, and I don't know North Carolina law well enough, but in California, you get to remove one judge pretty much without cause, right? If you think that they're biased, you can just essentially fill out a form and you can get them gone. You can't usually do it after the case has started. But again, I don't know the rules in North Carolina. I am disgusted that this judge did this. And when Marissa and Kaiser end up dead, I can't wait to hear what the judge has to say about it. And the judge will go, well, I couldn't afford, you couldn't have seen that coming. Well, yeah, you could have. This David is a guy who's had the Secret Service, the Secret freaking Service, come to your house. Do you know anybody in your life who's had the Secret Service come to your house because you made a threat with guns? Anybody? I don't think, well, I take that back. I have talked to Secret Service officers, but not. It's just, you know, happened to be there, and I was talking to them. But not anything like this. So every police, he's still facing the dog charges. So apparently, according to this judge, it's okay to break into your house with a gun. It's okay to threaten everybody with guns. It's okay to beat a dog in front of your kids and then shoot it. That's okay. That's just peachy. I don't know who this judge is. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. The Janelle's talking about, you know, crying tears of joy or something like this. Really? I'm trying to imagine, well, there's lots of worse parents. Lots of worse parents. There's even worse celebrity parents. But never have I been more fearful that celebrity children were going to end up murdered than I am with these kids. You tell me, you're the judge, and the judge decided, yeah, so Marissa, even though you got up on the stand under oath, said that you were abused, said that your dad and your stepmom do tons of drugs, and you threw them under the bus, backed up over, and all this kind of stuff, we're just going to send you right home to the guy who pulls out guns for every other second. How long do you think Marissa's going to live? I mean, honestly, David's going to get upset, take some drugs, and kill her. That's what's going to happen. Kaiser, he's not blood related. You think David wants him around? Dead. Inslee might live. Here's the other thing. Marissa got on the stand. The kids' teachers got on the stand. The 911 calls, including ones that haven't been made public. And if they haven't been made public, they're even more horrific. The judge still dismissed the case. This judge said they didn't see evidence of neglect. Okay, well, what about abuse? What about... I fear for these kids' lives. And, you know, here's the good news. Appeals have been filed, including CPS. And from what I understand, CPS only files appeals in about 2 or 3% of the most egregious cases. That's a stat I found. They generally just abide by the judge's decision. And the reason why, and again, it might be different in North Carolina. However, most appeals courts are the same way. The appeals courts they don't look to the merits of the case. They're not there to decide whether or not somebody was really guilty or not. You know, if the case had been appealed, the appeals court's not going to decide whether or not OJ killed Nicole Brown Simpson. They're there to see if the judge made a mistake, and then they can send it back for a retrial or something. They're not there to weigh the evidence. Now, with a CPS case, that might very well be the case. Like I said, CPS doesn't appeal very often. They only appeal when it's the most egregious cases. I guarantee you that those CPS people fear for the lives of the children too. You know, what about Marissa, who they were gonna give up the fight to re-engage custody, right? Because they knew that she didn't want to be there. Now Marissa's gonna come. Marissa snubbed David during a visitation. Can you imagine a worse situation for a child to know that she has to go back there and know that her dad's got a gun? And to know that she acts out at all, she could be beaten up like the dog and shot out back? What kind of adult is this person going to turn into? Who does this? I cannot imagine. Do you remember how David said, if anybody's a threat to my family at all, I'm going to kill them? Do you think Marissa's a threat? She's already proved it. She got up under oath. If I'm Barbara, you're just going to say, okay, here's Inslee. Nathan, here's Kaiser. What I would do is I would appeal. And while the appeal was going on, I would try and stay the order. So that way they keep them while the appeal is going on. And they're not with Janelle and David. And at least, hopefully, that would give them the opportunity to say that they don't want Marissa. I mean, they've already said that they weren't going to try with Marissa. And now she has to go back. Think about how that girl feels. And this judge, whoever you are, when these kids end up dead, I want you to feel the shame for 1,000 years, for the rest of your life. Because this is the worst decision you could have possibly ever made. All right, you guys. I'll talk to you later.